It's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base. Lydia Draper joins me from the Integrated Primary Prevention Workforce. You're a prevention coordination specialist. Those are a lot of big words. Tell me, what does that mean in layman's terms?
Really, it boils down to we want to make sure that we're staying ahead of violence prevention and interpersonal violence. So we do a lot of connection. We do a lot of education. But that's really all it boils down to is building relationships with people, making sure people are doing well.
I'm going to try to say this gently. There's a lot of young people at the base. There's a lot of career-driven people at the base and a lot of A-types, A-type personalities at the base all in one place. I'm sure that you keep busy keeping things easy and gentle and kind.
Yeah.
Not to say that they're not nice people. I don't mean it that way, but there's a lot of career-driven people out there. So
absolutely. And I think that's the beauty in prevention is we're just sowing seeds. We don't know the fruits of our labor, and we may never, but I think that's the fun challenge in prevention.
You've been with the Air Force as a civilian, right? For a year and a half. What? And you came from, did you come from Colorado Springs here? Was that the deal?
Kind of. So I am originally born and raised in Colorado, and then I went to Fargo, North Dakota for a little adventure. And then I moved here in January. So I was moving out of my apartment in negative 40 degrees and then coming to Enid. And I moved out here for another work position, actually, with the health department.
Okay.
So I got involved in like the local community. I got to see rural Oklahoma, which was really fun. And Enid really grew on me.
Yeah. So this is going to be quasi-permanent? Are you teasing with that idea?
You know, yeah, life is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think you got to bloom where you're planted. And right now I'm planted here. But I don't know where the wind will take me.
I understand.
Yeah.
I got you. And you're only a year and a half into it. So
yeah.
Tell me, from your perspective, did you grow up like, were you a mountain girl? Did you go west out of Colorado Springs, or were you more going out onto the prairie?
Oh, yeah. Big mountain girl.
Okay.
I climbed my first 14er when I was 9. That was a rite of passage in my family.
Uh-huh.
My dad took us up. I think my first one was Sherman. So we were up at 14,000 feet, and you get to stand in the wind, and I don't think there's any other feeling quite like it.
I remember the feeling at 14,000 feet as I went horizontal in the parking lot there at the top of Pikes Peak. I don't know if that's 14.
That is.
Did it more than once.
Nice.
So now that you're out here in the flatlands, what do you like doing around here?
That's a great question. And I think that's the fun thing about Enid. It grew on me. When I came out here, I definitely was questioning my life's decisions. But now that I've been here for like 3.5 years, I really like just appreciating beauty where you can find it. Crossland Park, love it. The trees are great. I also really like birds, and this is a big migratory area for birds. So there's really cool birds that you can find out, whether it's in town or like at the Salt Plains, anything like that.
Literally, the Salt Plains Lake, your description of what you were talking about, one of the largest migratory bird populations in the country. Microscopically speaking, if you ever run into a biologist up there, there are people that love to go to work there for the biology of the place.
Yeah, it's really cool. When my parents come out to visit me, I think they really come out for the birds because we always go to the Salt Plains, and I don't blame them.
And but I grew up on that lake, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's really cool.
The north side of the lake, which is the little community of Neskatunga, it's springing up. There's a couple of antique shops there now.
Really?
It's weird. You have certain times of the week, but it used to be this booming metropolis in the 1950s, and then it died in the 80s, and now it's coming back as a completely different vibe. So
that's really cool.
What are some of the things around Enid that you like to do? Some things, you little hit treasures you may have found.
Yeah, I think Rowdy Stick Horse is really fun. I really like the farmers markets. Redbird Farms, I believe, is the name of it. But really, it's about the people. I think I have a great community here, and I get to spend a lot of great time with them. Just being outside, doing a lot of walks out in nature.
Lord knows we get a lot of space for that.
Yeah.
Very cool. What's your favorite thing about Vance Air Force Base?
again, I think it's the people. Okay. It is like a little paradise in rural Oklahoma. They're really caring people that care about each other, that care about keeping people well. And I think you can tell based on their work.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Lydia, we don't always get a chance to talk to the civilian population, but when we do, it's always as rewarding as when we're talking to the military folks.
Yeah.
So a lot of good people at that place.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.